This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
As we're going on here, I decided to have a little bit of fun since it is Seattle Rock Day, and in the spirit of learning even more about our fine, fine city that we have here, I decided to dig a little deeper.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 interesting and fun facts about Seattle. No doubt, the Emerald City has given the world a great many things. Bill Gates, Nirvana, flying fish. But nothing really sums up the gray, grimy, grim, gritty underbelly of the Pacific Northwest like serial killers. Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. Ted Bundy, infamous alum of UW. Or the Hillside Strangler of San Francisco. He committed his final two brutalities in Bellingham. Keep it up, Seattle. You're killing it.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, VD. So here's some fun and interesting facts about our fine city of Seattle. Did you guys know that Seattle is allegedly home to the world's first gas station?
I read that recently.
Really? Yeah.
Like tell me more. 1907 or something?
So according to HistoryLink, the gas station may have been quote-unquote invented by John McLean back in 1907. Though it's worth noting, this distinction is disputed by some, with detractors claiming St. Louis as the true originator. Let's see here. As legend goes, McLean was the head of sales in Washington for the Standard Oil Company of California, and so bought property near the Standard main depot and erected a store. With the help of engineer Henry Harris, a pipe was built that connected their main storage tank to a 30-gallon galvanized tank on site, and there you go, the first gas station.
All right.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's impressive. And he saved the Nakatomi Tower.
Nakatomi.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
So close.
The Seattle General Strike of 1919 was the first general strike in the country. According to the University of Washington Civil Rights and Labor Industry Consortium, Seattle was truly on the vanguard of labor rights with the Seattle General Strike, an event now recognized as the first ever general strike by workers in the United States. It kicked off on February 6, 1919, and while it's unclear to people today what exactly precipitated it, what matters is the precedent it set. Workers could exert power through consolidation, concerted efforts, a power many continue to exert today.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think sometimes people forget, like back in the day, you're talking about like you didn't get paid. You had to shop at the company store.
Right.
They gave you like vouchers. You know what I mean?
Script.
Yeah. Like you need that stuff.
Absolutely. You needed somebody helping you out there. You needed to work together on that one. Fun and interesting facts about Seattle. It boasts the official Bad Art Museum of Art.
All right.
Let's see here. Seattle's home to the official Bad Art Museum of Art, also known as Obama, whose founders, Joe David and Marlo Harris, also initiated Seattle's annual Elvis impersonation contest. So needless to say, the museum feels pretty on brand. How does it work? Basically, people leave pieces of bad art outside of their store, or they mail bad art in. The best of the bad is then hung up in the cafe, racer salon style, for all patrons to see.
Hmm.
So there you go.
I gotta stop in there.
Get a little bit of bad art for your place. Why not? I feel like we do embrace the bad art around here.
If it's bad enough, you appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't set the Razzie Awards. Like, don't kind of suck. If you're going to be bad, like, be award-winning suck.
Absolutely.
Then it's kind of like, all right, now we like you.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing Seattle Rock Day and raising money for Smash, so head on over to KISW.com, follow the links, and make that donation to Smash. We are currently trying to reach our goal of $10,000. We're a little over halfway there. I'm getting updates as we go, and every dollar counts. Every dollar that you put in there gets us a little bit closer to that goal. So head on over to KISW.com, follow those links, and put in those donations. Also, your contributions toward the auction also help us reach our goal as well. So now you can donate, get a little bit of something in return as well, or you can bid somebody else up, and then you're just raising money for Smash as it goes. Some more fun facts about Seattle. It has a building nicknamed Darth Vader. Has anybody seen this one?
Which one is Darth Vader?
When I saw this one, I was like, okay, I don't know which building this is, but you guys will be able to look for it. But according to Emporis and the Pacific Coast Architecture Database, there's a famous building in Seattle that's nicknamed Darth Vader. Costing a whopping $33 million to construct, this all-black angular structure can be found at 4th and Blanchard. 4th and Blanchard. So if you look,
I know
that
the building.
Up,
yep.
You know that guy right there.
I do, yeah.
Let's see here. It was nicknamed Darth Vader, the Darth Vader building, due to its resemblance to Vader's iconic helmet in Star Wars.
Hmm.
Have you seen this building, Miles?
I don't know if I have.
You'll recognize it, I
think.
Yeah.
He's a guy out there.
Just a little ways out there.
Which, when you look at it, maybe it doesn't look like Darth Vader himself, but it does look like something that he would have been inspired
by. Yeah, I would not have thought Darth Vader, but yeah, it looks a little empire-y.
Yeah, exactly. Seattle is built on top of another city.
Seattle.
The Seattle government, University of Washington Library, and the Seattle Times all provide accounts of these unlikely origins. On June 6th, 1889, Seattle would be changed forever, now called the Great Seattle Fire of 1889, was ignited at 2:30 p.m. in a paint and woodwork shop. Over the next 18 hours, the fire would engulf 100 acres of the business district and waterfronts, buildings, docks, sidewalks, anything else combustible, all of it perished. I actually just went over to Mohai with my wife and mother-in-law. We walked through there. They had a full-on musical number in there that tells you about the Great Seattle Fire. It is ridiculous. It is hilarious, and it is very informative. Basically, what happened was like glue or something like that was in a bucket that just spontaneously combusted. And then that was at the time when all the buildings around here, they were all made of wood.
Right,
so
correct.
So one spread to the next, and it burned this entire area. So in total, it's estimated that the losses equated to $20 million. Within a matter of days, businesses reopened in makeshift tents on their ruined locations. Instead of relocation, businesses rebuilt exactly where they had been originally. The street was elevated 22 feet. The water system and fire department were modernized. And needless to say, wooden buildings were banned.
Yeah.
No more wood out here.
Do you have in there like the Alki thing?
So far, no.
All right.
Yeah. Seattle buys more sunglasses per capita than any other U.S. city.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Knew that.
Is that because we just don't get enough of it, so when we see it, it hurts our eyes?
No, it's because we don't get enough of it, so when we wear them and we go someplace, we put them on the table and we forget that we brought them.
Get them out.
Leave them. That's honestly what it is.
I'm pretty sure it is. We
lose sunglasses.
Right. Because we just don't ever need them. Like you said, we get the one day, it's like, ooh, I'm going to grab my sunglasses. Mm-hmm. The number of times that my wife has... 24 pairs of sunglasses, and she still cannot find a single doggone pair to save her life.
It's amazing how that works.
Oh my God.
You know what? Do what my buddy Phil does, right? Like, he's got a couple pairs of good sunglasses, and then whenever he gets freebies, like, if we're going to a big event, he just puts on the cheap little freebies.
He'll have them for 20 years.
Because if you lose those, it's not a big deal, but, like... If you have a pair of Ray-Bans, like, you don't want to lose those.
Exactly. There's a couple gimmies as far as interesting facts about Seattle on this list. Like, they have the gum wall that's on there.
Sure.
They got the Fremont Troll that we've got. They've got Seattle's home to the world's longest floating bridge, just in case you didn't know about that one. Real-life superheroes once patrolled Seattle. Phoenix Jones.
Oh, yeah. He had a whole crew with him.
Yes, he did.
So my fun fact is that when they first got here, they set up on Alki. And then the weather and stuff was just so rough, much rougher out on the point. They were like, wait a minute, why don't we get, and it was deep. And they figured out it was still deep, Elliott Bay,
all right,
that they moved the city to where it is now, closer in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I like it.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Fun and interesting facts about Seattle here on Seattle Rock Day. Head on over to KISW.com and donate to Smash. Now we're trying to hit our $10,000 goal. Every dollar gets us a little bit closer. Help us ring that bell by 6 o'clock tonight. And also jump in there on all the auction items that we've got. It's going away quick. You now have less than an hour to get those bids in. Some more fun and interesting facts. Seattle is the first city to have police on bicycles.
Huh. I can believe that.
Yes. The Seattle Times details Seattle's place in policing history. Around 1987, Seattle boasted the first police department to put officers on mountain bikes. Initially, people laughed because it's cops on bicycles, but...
well, if you've never seen it before, that had to look ridiculous.
You're exactly right, and it sounds funnier when you say it that way.
Right. And then when they started moving to Segways, kind of the same thing happened. Like, you guys look ridiculous. It's like, well, we can get to you faster.
Yeah, those guys and those dudes are in shape.
Right. And ultimately, the mountain bike proved to be a versatile, effective, and silent alternative to, all the cars that they got there.
Plus, it helps with crowd control, right? You can't always bring in the horses. Those dudes show up on the bikes, and I mean, they'll just use the bike to kind of force it back.
They say they're so silent, the police can actually ride right up to criminals as they're committing crimes completely undetected.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I lived in Belltown, I saw that numerous times.
Just rolling up on guys doing their drug transactions.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like it just they had no idea. And like let's say Mike's dealing drugs right there. Like, right. I'm just going to walk by him. But I can see the cop rolling up. It's like, oh.
Gotta move. Seattle was originally called. Does anybody know what Seattle was originally called? It was about to be the name of another major city that we have here in this country.
Another major city.
Another major city, like big major city.
Chicago.
Not Chicago.
No, it's got, what do they call San Francisco? It has to be that, right?
Nope.
Denver?
We were almost called New York.
What?
Oh,
New York. Regardless, according to the Seattle government, settlers arrived in the area in 1851. Upon arrival, they founded the first town. So what did they name it? New York. For some added flair, they even appended Chinook jargon to the end, rendering it New York Alki.
Oh, which, see, there goes back to the Alki.
There you go.
Not even New York?
No.
Like, I've been to New York, and right. Then I've been to New York, but if you're going to name something new after something that's new, to me, like, all right, then you're double new.
No,
I don't mind. You're newer.
New, yeah, we should call newer it York.
Newer York.
The newest York.
Then,
newest.
Then
newest.
It's done. Then yeah. It's done.
No one, ultimate York.
Right. No one could trump that.
Eventually, they moved across to Elliott Bay to Pioneer Square. Soon there after, they named their village after Chief Seattle and never looked back. Gotta love it, dude.
Sorry, I jumped the gun on you.
All good, dude. No. Still a good fact. It didn't get as in-depth as you did.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I love fun facts. So when you live in a city 20 years, you gotta learn them.
Hell yeah, dude. And I'll leave you with this. This is the number one fun fact about our city of Seattle. Go to KISW.com. Donate to Smash. The Space Needle was originally sketched on a napkin.
I have heard that, yeah.
According to the Space Needle official website, the landmark's humble beginnings can be traced back to a trip to Germany. Back in 1959, a hotel executive in Seattle named Edward E. Carlson, who also happened to be the chief organizer of the 1962 World's Fair, traveled to Stuttgart, Germany, where he was inspired by its famous TV tower, the Stuttgart Tower, which included a restaurant on top. He was so inspired, in fact, that he doodled a similar structure on a hotel napkin, thinking about how it would make a great centerpiece for the World's Fair and for Seattle's developing skyline. Yeah, that's cool. That paid off a little bit.
Napkin
there.
Doodles.
Napkin doodles. Again, head on over to KISW.com, follow the links to Seattle Rock Day, donate to Smash, jump in on the auction. You have less than an hour to get in all those auction items. I'll be right back with you at 5:50.
That's right, 5:50 coming up.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.